as I walked through the door. I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where God abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
I want you to worship a moment before the Lord and lift up his name. And then I want to go back and I want to sing a little more of that. Would you? I want you to lift him up because I want you to hear the message today. And I want your heart so right and so ready and so determined to hear that you cannot miss it. I really do. For the glory of God in Christ, I want him to fill your heart and fill this airway, this internet airway, stream, however we would call it. I want you to know a miracle from God this day. He's a miracle worker. I promise you that. He's a miracle worker. He never fails. And he's standing in this place. He's near us. He's abiding close to us. Let's worship.
This was a place where God abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Hallelujah.
We Hallelujah. Are standing
Hallelujah.
On holy ground.
Hallelujah.
And I know
nothing like being in the presence of God. Nothing. I've been in his presence on and on for nearly 60 years now. I will have 60 years serving him in just a few days. And it's exciting to me. It really is to come up to a 60-year anniversary of being a born-again Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit 2 years later in a tent meeting, kneeling in sawdust, praising him, believing him, receiving all his fullness into my life. And there's nothing like serving him. I love him beyond measure. I love him beyond measure. What a joy to know the Lord. Now, I've got a message today that I really want you to hear every word of it. Religion is in the head, but Jesus Christ is in the heart. Religion is in the head, but Jesus Christ is in the heart. You've got to hear this sermon. Take time to listen. Because we have a world full of people, full of religion, but know nothing of the saving presence of Jesus Christ. They've never been born again. There's no activity of the Holy Spirit in their life. They're scared of anything that's got an emotion to it, that's got reality to it, that's an experience. And there's many preachers warning people, stay away from experiences. Why in the world would you want someone to stay away from an experience? You must be born again. If that's not an experience, tell me what it is. It's not something in your head. It's something in your heart, friend. If it hasn't got to your heart, then you're not a Christian. If it hasn't left your head and got to your heart, you're not a Christian. Well, let's pray. Let's ask God to help us. Father, I've done my best with this message, and I want everything inside of me for it to reach in and have an impact upon hearts today. I want that more than I can answer, more than I can explain. I want you to make yourself known to us in a marvelous way, Lord, that there shall be no doubt, that there shall be no doubt that you have done something marvelous and wonderful indeed, and that's what we're looking for. Now, do it in the lives of these dear people. I don't want anyone in this group to miss seeing and hearing and experiencing what you are doing. I want them to know that they're born again, that they are a new creature in Christ, that they've been transformed and turned upside down, and their life has been changed by your Holy Spirit. Convict us profoundly, Lord. Convict us deeply, Lord. Let us know what it means to be under such Holy Ghost conviction, as there can be no doubt of our sins and of our need to repent and turn to Christ. And, oh, Father, I'm believing you now. With all that's in me, I'm believing you across this globe. Wherever this message may be heard, whoever might copy it and pass it on, make known yourself, Lord, mightily. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. Now we're going to the sanctuary, and I'm preaching a message to you. A religion is in the head, but Jesus Christ is in the heart. I want you to know that you are born again. We're hearing the Word of God now in the Paul Creek Sanctuary. You see at the top of this post, you see the picture of the inside of our sanctuary. We want it to be a place where the Holy Spirit does a mighty work. That's our burden. God bless you. Let's worship together.
Bible. Turn in your Bible to St. John chapter 3. St. John chapter 3. I'm only going to read a verse because I want you to listen to the word of the Holy God this morning. I want to preach on this thought. Religion is in the head, but Christ is in the heart. Religion is in the head, but Christ is in the heart. I started to call it head religion without a heart. But this is plainer. Religion is in the head, but Christ is in the heart. Now, I think everybody here ought to listen very carefully and judge yourself. I'm not up here to judge nobody. I have enough time taking care of judging me. You know, every one of us has that same responsibility to judge ourselves. And I've been really working, praying hard for sanctification of my spirit, of my soul, and of my body. That everything of my personality, everything of my relationship with God, and everything of my relationship with you and those around me, which is the body, would be so sanctified and so full of Christ that I would be all heart for the Lord instead of all head for myself. The world is full of head religion. You can find very few people who aren't saved. Their head is full of religion. They can talk religion, but Jesus spoke of those who could talk about it, but their heart was far from Him. We live in that generation as surely as it was that way in His generation. Much head religion, but too little heart religion. I think you will remember this sermon if you will listen carefully. One verse of Scripture in John chapter 3. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily," this is verse 5 of 3, "I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Except a man be born of the water and of the Holy Spirit. What is the Word? Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Except a man be born of this Bible and of the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You're not saved by what's in your head. You're saved by what's in your heart. You're not saved by what you talk about, what you claim in your talking. You're saved by what is really motivating you in the heart. So, religion is in the head, but Christ is in the heart. Father, help me to preach this morning in Jesus' name, and you may be seated. Now, let me first answer a simple question. Who is this Christ that wants to dwell and motivate and dominate my heart? Who is this Christ that will not just be satisfied to be part of my head, but must be part of my heart, must be the totality, really, of my heart? Who is such a Christ? John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and everything that was made by Him." You understand? We're talking about He who created everything. We're talking about He who rules this universe. We're talking about He who you cannot escape. Wherever you go, He will be there. Wherever you have been, He was there. Wherever you shall go, He will be there. He's here this morning. He's with you when you're on your job. He's there when you, if you're in sin, He's there to convict you. He's there to show grace to you. He's everywhere. He was the creator of all things. In Him is life. And the life is the light of men. Not some men, but all men. This universe is lit by Him. He said, "I am the light of the world." He's everywhere. As we was praying for the sick, it was just so real in my heart that He's everywhere. He's right here to heal. He's with you to heal you in the middle of the night. He's here to meet your need wherever you are. He's everywhere. He's everything. He's the center of this universe. Do you understand that you can't go to God but by Him? You can't get to heaven but by Him. There's no forgiveness of sin by Him. There's no peace and joy but by Him. There's no healing but by Him. He's everything. That's the Christ we're talking about, who wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to be right here dwelling in your heart. Now, when you are born again, when you experience Christ, you will be transformed into a new person. You'll never be the same person again. You go back to sin and you'll remember what you knew in Christ, and it will trouble you day and night for the rest of your life. You cannot be born again and not remember it. You cannot be born again and it not affect you and transform you and change you and go with you and make a difference in your life. You will never be the same if you ever meet this Jesus. If you ever become acquainted with this Jesus. If you ever turn your heart over to Him. You can turn your head over to Him and talk His language and speak His Word and talk about Him. You can sing about Him. You can be as religious as it's possible to be. But if He hasn't gone past your head and got into your heart, you're not a Christian. You become a Christian when He moves into your heart. All the world will be a different place when you meet Him. You can't meet Him and be the same. Never a man spake like this man. Never a man spake like this man. Said a sinner, an unsaved policeman, the days of Christ. Oh, He said, never a man spake like this man. There's nobody like him. I said, there's nobody like him. Oh, I'd just like to stand here and talk about him. Hallelujah. But God charged me with something to preach. I want you to hear me. All the world will be a different place when you meet Jesus. I don't care where you're at. If you met Jesus and He's in your heart, everything's different. I remember it was 60 years ago, but I remember a little sinful boy, a lying, cheating, stealing, cursing, swearing, nothing. I was a nobody. I'm still a nobody in a sense of the word. But boy, I was really a nobody then. Oh, but He came in and took over. And immediately, I was a brand new person. Everything looked different. The old mule I had to plow looked different. They tell me in the days of Wells Revival that the horses were so confused because they were so used to cursing by their drivers that they didn't know how to obey them any longer. And the horses had to get used to their masters being converted. Isn't that beautiful? I loved that when I read it, that the horses was confused, Brother Jim, because their masters had changed their language, and they didn't know what the master was talking about. They was used to cussing and swearing and screaming, and all of a sudden, their masters was acting like gentlemen, and the horses were confused. The world will be so different. You will love things that you've never loved before. You will love things that you've never loved before. I mean, you'll just fall in love with some things, and you'll look at yourself in the mirror and say, what has happened to me? I've been born again. Then you'll hate some things you've never hated. It'll be amazing the things you'll dislike, the things you just won't want anything to do with. You'll begin, and it won't take you long, you'll begin to hear the voice of the Lord. You'll begin to feel the whisper of Christ. You'll begin to detect that He's talking to you in a verse of Scripture. You'll begin to detect that a sermon was meant for you. You'll begin to detect that a song was meant for you. When you really know Him in your heart, it'll change everything about you. Now listen to me carefully. I want to give you some premises to take home with you. The head is where you think and decide. But the heart is where you feel and experience. The head is where you think and you decide. But the heart is where you feel and where you experience and where He becomes real to you. He can never become real in your head alone. He must become real in your heart. Your head is not where you meet Him. It's where you learn about Him. It's where you hear the Word. It's where faith is awakened and somehow gets a hold of you. And then you turn your heart over to Him. And He moves past the head into the heart. And that's when He takes control of your life. And it's beautiful indeed. The head says, hey, this is real. The head says when you've been saved, see, the moment you're saved, a conflict develops in your life. The moment you're saved. Those of you who are recently saved, you already experience it. The head's thinking one thing, and the heart's saying something else. The head's been used to being the boss all these years. And you think of something and you feel something, and you say, no, I'm the boss. And the heart says, oh, no, you're not. You're not the boss any longer. There's somebody living here in my heart. They're the boss. And so this conflict arises. And the first thing you've got to learn as a young Christian is whether to listen to your head or to listen to your heart. And if you don't learn to listen to your heart instead of your head, you won't last long. You'll be back in the middle of sin. You'll be back in the middle of all kinds of stuff. You'll be running the show again. You'll be the big bad boss again. And you'll be the one in charge. And when you become the one in charge, you find that your heart begins to wither. And your joy begins to dissipate. And your satisfaction in the Lord begins to vanish. And you say, where is my joy? Where is my happiness? Where is that peace I felt when I came to know Christ? Where is that wonderful life that I found in the Savior? And if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit, He'll say, when your head took back control from your heart. Are you listening to me? Is anybody listening to me? I've got people sitting in front of me. Your head's in control. And you're having a struggle. You're not finding the kind of joy you ought to find. You're not enjoying the things you ought to be enjoying because the old head has said, wait a minute. I'm the boss. And the heart says, no, you're not the boss. Jesus is the boss. How many of you can say with me, Jesus is the boss? Hallelujah. Come on, raise your hand up high. Jesus is the boss. Jesus runs my life. Jesus is in charge of my life. I'm not ruled by my head any longer. Shut up, Joe Chambers. I know we don't say shut up around here. This is a school too. But sometimes I do without thinking. But that's what I want my head to do. Be quiet. I want to hear from God. I want to hear from the Holy Ghost. You see, you got to understand this. Immediately conflicts arise when you really get saved. And you decide whether you're still in charge. And we got a world, a church world, full of people who are just as plain in charge of their life. I see them often. I spend time with them. I try to lead them to Christ. And you can't lead them to Christ because their head is in control. And it won't give up control. So there's nothing wrong with the head having part of this. It's that the moment comes when the head says, all right, heart, I turn it over to you. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, we got to get the head to back up, and we got to get the heart in charge. You see, the head is where we think and we decide, but the heart is where we experience and where we feel and where the Lord becomes real. Hallelujah. He don't just become real up in your head. He's got to become real down here. We got preachers all over the nation that preach head religion every day on television and radio. There's enough preaching about head religion that if it would save people, the world would be saved and it wouldn't take long. But they don't get out of the head into the heart. They'll tell you, oh no, if you have experiences, you'll get messed up. Oh yeah. You will get messed up if you have an experience. You'll turn that head over to the heart and you'll start acting like a different person and you won't be satisfied with that old dead religion. Dead religion is in the head, but real religion is in the heart. Somebody help me and shout with me a little bit, will you? Dead religion is in the head, but real religion is in the heart. Dead religion is controlled by the head, but real religion is controlled by a heart that's been surrendered to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's the biggest problem in the church world is head versus heart. The biggest problem in the church world. I've been praying, oh God, teach me how to get on that internet and on radio and preach to people so that they will turn themselves over to Christ. And God gave me this sermon to help me understand, and hopefully you, and maybe others, whoever I can get it to. But I want to tell you something, as long as your head's in control, you're not saved. As long as your head's in control, you're not on your way to heaven. As long as your head's a big bad boss in your life, you aren't going nowhere but trouble. And more trouble. And more trouble. There's not going to be any real joy in your Christian life, but you turn this heart over to God, hallelujah, and you'll come here on Sunday morning, and I may have to get you to sit down so I can preach. And I would like that. I really would. I would like some services where I just didn't get to preach. It's okay with me as long as heart is having communion with God. That's what I'm after. Heart having communion with God. Heart. That's so full of Christ, so full of the Holy Spirit, and so full of the Word of God. You'll say, Brother James, you get that in your head. Oh, I know. It starts up there, but it has to quickly move down here. Hallelujah. Just, if you'll move everything you know right now, help me, will you? Everybody in the building. Everything you know about Christ. Everything you know about His love. Reach up there and take a hold of your head. Move it down to your heart. Lord, I'm turning me over to Him. Lord, I'm turning me over to Him. Oh, what a difference He will make. What a difference He will make. And then listen to me. You got to hear this. Please don't misunderstand me. The head is the source and spot and place of your independence. Your independence is in your head. I can do anything I want to do. I can go anywhere I want to go. I can accomplish anything I want to accomplish. I can understand the Bible and I can figure out the Bible. I can understand this Christian life. I'm independent. Yeah? And you're lost.
and you go spend eternity in a devil's hell. If you don't turn that independence is in the head, but surrender is in the heart. Hallelujah. When that head says, I give up control, I give up the mastery, and I turn me over to the sweet Spirit of God working inside of me, and from this hour forward, I shall obey the beckons of my heart. I shall obey the Master that rules upon the throne of my very heart, and I shall do the things that honor Him and please Him, and I shall walk with Him. Ooh, you talk about joy. Hallelujah. Some of you hadn't shouted in so long because you've been living so independent of the things of God. You get rid of that independence and you get a hold of utter surrender of your heart, and you'll have a shout in your step and a hallelujah in your lips, and you'll have peace way down deep. Hallelujah. And you'll be a happy person. Oh, it'll change everything about you. It'll change everything about you. Oh, you see, you got to understand this now. The head is the center of our independence. Let me read you a scripture. I want you to listen. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Wow. Why are you so quiet out there? Not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble. You study the history of the church. You study the history of the Bible. 12 disciples the Lord chose, and you tell me one of them that was some mighty man who had already proved all his worth in his labor. They were common people. They even would speak of them that these are men who have been with Jesus. And they would say unlearned, and they would say things like that about those disciples, but they had been with Jesus. Now, I'm not against wisdom, and I'm not against physical might, and I'm not against somebody being noble. But I'm just here to tell you, not many of them get called because they won't give up their independence and this greatness that they have in their abilities to turn things over to God. Somebody says, that I read this often, oh, you think God expects you to lay everything you are aside and just come in total abandonment to Him? Yeah, I do. That's what being born again means. It means I've given everything to Him. Whatever nobility, whatever might, whatever wisdom that I have, I put it on the shelf. I submitted it down to my heart. I turned it over to Christ to rule me and reign and master me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the head is the center of independence. It's the master of America. It's the master of the church world. You listen to the preachers on television, and I've had them say to me, if you'll just read these three books that I want to give you to read, you'll understand, and you'll believe the same thing I believe. And I said, wait a minute. If I can't read the Bible and believe what you believe, I don't want to believe what you believe. See, nobility, wisdom will cause you to become religious. And the world is full of them. I mean, this nation is so full of religion, it's overwhelming. The head is the center of independence, but the heart is the place of surrender. And the heart is where independence ends. Hallelujah. When God gets a hold of your head, and through your head moves down to your heart, hallelujah, all your independence is turned over to Him. And He's in charge. How many want Christ to be in charge? Would you raise your hand way up high? Come on, let me see you. The tip of your fingers. Would you do it with me? Just wave them a little bit. I want Him to be in charge. I want Him to be in charge. I don't want to be in charge. I'm tired of being in charge. I'm tired of being a pastor in charge. I've done my best to be a good pastor. Often I've overstepped my boundaries. Often. Oh, yeah. I'm not nothing perfect. I'm doing a lot of repenting, I'm telling you. But I want God to do something magnificent. something great, something glorious. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart can think when the head will give up doing it. Your heart actually has the ability to think. But the head's got to give it the right. The head's got to turn it over to the heart. And when the heart is able to think the thoughts of God, man, you're on your way to being something special for God. There's somebody here this morning that God's calling to be something special. There's somebody here that God wants to take the reins of your life. There's somebody here, you're a good person. You know the truth. You understand the truth. But God wants to take charge of your life. Over the chambers. Are you saying I'm not saved? No, I'm not trying to say that. Whether that's true or not, I'll leave that up to God. I'm just trying to say, you're not going to get to heaven till you turn your head over to your heart. Yes, that's simple. You're not going to get to heaven. The head can know that Jesus is real. The head can know that Jesus is everything He says He is. The head can know that every verse in the Bible is right. But only the heart can trust Him and give the headship to Christ. I'm ready. Be the head of my life, Lord. You're not redeemed and saved until your head is surrendered. Your head is surrendered. I'm surrendered. I give it all up to my heart. I want to be led by the Lord. I want to be led by the Lord. Head religion is an empty heart. Now you got to hear this. Head religion creates and makes for an empty heart. You say, my heart's empty this morning, Brother Chambers. Why don't you turn yourself totally over to Christ? He's right here. He walks these aisles. He's as near as the breath you breathe. It is impossible for Him to be beyond the breath you breathe. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. He is everything. The Bible makes it plain. He is the light of the world. He's the bread of life. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending. He's the first. He's the last. He's sovereign in everything. Hallelujah. And I don't care who you are and where you are. The moment you turn it all over to Him and turn your heart to Him, He's ready to take over. Right here, right now. Anybody want to say, I surrender my head? Raise your hand up if you can say it. I surrender my head. No more independence on my part. I'm willing to be taught by the Holy Ghost. I'm willing to be taught by the Bible. I'm even willing for my pastor to help teach me. Oh, Brother Chambers, we don't need pastors. Well, the Bible said we did. Now, I'm just going to trust the Bible. I want to tell you something, folks. This world, this nation's in a heap of mess. This church world is in a difficult situation. Let us help start the turn. Let us help start the change. Let's turn our head over to our heart and surrender everything to Him. I really like that verse that says, not many mighty, not many wise, not many noble are called. Not many, no, noble, mighty, wise are called. He's looking for somebody who will come to Him. A head can never know agape love. Brother Marlin talked about agape love yesterday morning. You can't love with your head. You got to love with your heart. You got to let Him come in and take over. And oh, the difference He will make when He takes over. Now I'm talking about being born again. Except a man be born again. And the word born again means born again from above. It means a work that God does in the human heart when He takes you and turns you around, turns you upside down, turns you wrong side right. He actually takes you and makes a new person out of you. Let's look at this Jesus a minute and the things He can do. Number one, He can forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah. You talk about happiness. There is no happiness like your sins being gone. When your sins are gone, you are one happy soul. The troubling power of the universe is sin. The troubling power of the human life is sin. The background of psychological difficulties is sin.
I don't care what the problem of a human being is. Somewhere, in some way, sin is the problem. Or it may have different aspects and different directions, and it may have taken different courses. But the problem of human lives is the problem of sin. And you get the sin problem taken care of, and your sins are gone. I love that song Brother Jim started singing a couple weeks ago. Where are my sins? They're gone. They don't exist any longer. They're gone. The Bible said he cast them behind his back. The Bible said he removes them as far as the east is from the west. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. Well, what if I sin again? You repent like you ought to. You get on your face. You run to Christ, the forgiver, the mercy seat. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. He knows your flesh. He knows you're frail. Did you know the Lord knows how frail you are? The Lord knows that you're helpless in your own self. You can't save yourself. You can't make yourself holy. You can't make yourself some great person. You don't have the capacity. He does. Jesus will forgive your sins. My sins are gone. My sins are gone. Where are they gone? Underneath the cross? Oh, how does that go? Underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. My sins are gone. Everybody that knows it, say it. My sins are gone. My sins are gone. What I don't understand is when you said that, why didn't you jump up and say it? Hallelujah. It's just that exciting. It's just that thrilling. My sins are gone. My sins are gone. Somebody is excited about it. Let me see some reaction out of you. My sins are gone. My sins are gone. I said, my sins are gone. My sins are gone. Underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, never to be remembered against me anymore. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. 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 And I was a bad one, but Jason, oh, I was so bad. It controlled my sabbath. In the collision of my trauma over here. Somebody just love Him. Raise your hand and love Him over the fact that your sins are gone. Would you do it with me? My sins are gone. They've been removed. They've been forgiven. They've been cast behind the back of God. As far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. There's no finding them. They're gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get right in the hallelujah. That's great, Isaiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray with him, Brother Marlon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is a mighty Savior, and He wants to save you. Hallelujah. My sins are gone. Every problem you've got is caused by sin. Somebody shout hallelujah. Wow, I wish I had more of you than you had to shout a little bit. Hallelujah. 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 You say, well, I don't feel it. Well, shout anyway. You might feel it. You live right. Your sins are gone. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Jesus forgives sin. That's what being born again means. Your sins are gone. Sister Chambers, He don't just save you. He sanctifies you. Hallelujah. What is sanctification? It's the Lord taking the old nature that caused me to sin and taking that nature and pulling out of it the bondage to sin. He don't eliminate the nature. He just breaks the power and the bondage that makes me go back and sin. Hallelujah. What he really sanctifies is that independent nature. That's what He sanctifies. He sanctifies that old independent nature. Hallelujah. Oh, He's the sanctifier. How about somebody saying, praise the Lord. The reason I don't live in sin is because I've been sanctified. Would you say it with me? I don't live in sin because I've been sanctified. I don't live in sin because I've been sanctified. I don't see many of you raising your hand. Does that mean you're not sanctified? Come on, are you sanctified? Have you been delivered from the power of sin? Do you live clean? You still lie and cheat and cuss and swear? Or have you been sanctified? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I got to go a little further. I got to go a little further. He's the healer. He wants to heal your body. Sister Chambers, he wants to heal you as much as he did when he was in that hall of Pilate and they were beating his back to a bloody pulp. I lay hands on this little woman. Stretch your hand toward her. She needs a miracle, Lord. She really needs a miracle. I'm tired of her having to deal with this old enemy that would come against her body. Devil, take your hand off. Devil, take your hand off. Devil, take your hand off. Anybody else need healing? Sister Lucille, raise your hand up over there. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, heal Lucille Mumford. Hallelujah. Sister Maud, raise your hand up there in the name of Jesus. Sister Andra, raise your hand up. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed. Sister Michelle, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Raise your hand all over the building. Stand up if you would and claim His healing virtue. He is the healer. It is His desire and delight to heal you. He's so mighty, bro. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're not born again, you can be born again. That's it, bro. Father, bless Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, save this morning. Father, save this morning. I'm telling you, God's in this house. If you're not a Christian, you ought to get out of your seat and head down to this altar. Leave right now. Come in a hurry. I'm coming to Christ. If all you got's head religion, why don't you get in this altar and get heart religion? Let God move your head down to your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm waiting, Lord. I'm waiting, Lord. Sing, Brother Jim, with all your heart. Make it ring. Help him sing.
I am the God that healeth thee.
Hallelujah. I'm the Lord.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Hallelujah. Sing it.
I've sent my word and healed your disease.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord.
Everybody, slip your hands up and just love on Him all over this building. Fill this house with trust, with confidence, with praise. Hallelujah. 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 Unto the Son of God. Welcome into Kamosha Maria. Hallelujah. 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 I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord God that healeth thee.
Your healer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.